You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
BFM.
It's really softened up and it's gone smooth.
We are here with none other than Satin Sheets. How are you this morning?
Yo, what's up? Thank you for having me.
So good to have you. We are just loving this new album, S-World. Do you want to tell us a little bit about the lead up to releasing this?
Yeah, for sure. It's really old. The album's probably made in 2022. So it's been marinating for a few years, but I'm really glad that it's finally out.
Very cool. You sort of, when you're making your music, you use a mix of like software and a bit of hardware, right? And like synth and stuff?
Yeah, cool. And I think particularly S-World, that's probably the most amount of different instruments and synths that I've used on one record. But yeah, that just basically comes from me. At high school, I'd spend all my time just on TradeMe trying to find cheap deals on synths and keyboards and then, you know, endlessly tinkering.
Will you just indulge the nerds of our listeners for a little bit and talk about what some of your favorite toys in your rig at the moment are?
Yeah, I mean, I used to do this and I got told off by my mentors because you have to keep the secret sauce, you know?
Okay.
I would say just get anything sort of before 2005. Make sure it's, you know, Roland or Korg or, you know, a brand that no one's heard of, and then just be the first one to make a song with it if it's listenable enough.
Mm-hmm. It must make for a lot of just like experimentation in the process as well, playing with new stuff that you haven't played with before.
Oh, definitely. But also the other fun thing is hearing.
Oh no. Connection.
Connection! Not the Wi-Fi!
Synth hit in a song from the 90s and then trying to...
Check. You there?
Oh, there you are.
We got you back,
one,
Ben.
Two.
Oh, good. Thank gosh. We wanted to hear about that.
Hello.
You got us?
Oh, I was... Hello. I was just saying hunting down a sound is almost more fun than experimenting, you know, like hearing something and then finding it in the preset bank.
Totally. You've made quite a shift with this new S-World album. It's quite different to the kind of vaporwave of St. Francis and CD, the single. Do you want to tell us what made you speed it up a little bit?
Yeah, for sure. I've always liked breakbeat music, like jungle, drum bass. Not Dunedin drum and bass, you know, like the old school 90s drum and bass.
The good stuff.
And I feel like it just never was the right time. And then I sort of released a few singles here and there and then basically just decided I'd go all in for S-World.
You're calling us from Nam at the moment, is that right? Is that where you're based currently?
I am, yeah. I silently moved away about 2 years ago, but you know.
You did the old make get too up much and move to Melbourne. We've lost another one. Dang. But you initially grew up in New Zealand, which is really cool. And I think it's been really lovely to see the dance scene kind of take off here in New Zealand. Would you ever come back?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely don't do many shows. I have like horrible performance anxiety and I don't really feel like my music perfectly, you know, translates to a live setting. But yeah, I don't know. I'd definitely be open to it. I think the sort of electronic music scene has definitely taken off since I even left Auckland. So that's really cool to see when I look back.
Yeah, there's a lot of exciting stuff. It is interesting as well, like, it's not very often that you meet a DJ or an electronic producer who's making music like this specifically mainly for sort of headphone music rather than for a live setting. So I feel like that must shape the way you create and the sounds that you produce quite a lot.
Yeah, definitely. And I was sort of reflecting on that, you know, like I was in bands when I was a teenager and there's so much validation there and, you know, you sort of sense checking all the time. And then as a isolated, nerdy music producer, it's just, you know, you and your laptop against the world a little bit. So
Liberating.
Definitely, yeah.
Very cool. Oh, wow, amazing. So this sort of breakbeat stuff, do you think this is like, are you feeling pretty solid in the sound, or do you feel like you're going to continue to sort of just shift with each project and try out new stuff?
It's hard to say. I think just, you know, I made that a few years ago. At the moment, I'm sort of making music, bumping around all different BPMs, but I think definitely we'll probably have to keep making some breakbeat music now.
It's so good.
Well, I think you can really hear that kind of like you tinkering away on the sounds. Like, this is such a delicious album to kind of just put on in the background, and like, you know, it really lifts your mood and things like that. So congratulations on S World. I think it's a roaring success.
Thank you. Yeah. No, if even one person listens to it, I'm happy, you know?
That's very admirable of you, you know? I don't feel like too many people are out for the clout these days.
Oh, don't get me started. We don't have enough time this morning for me to get in on that, you know?
Yeah.
Very good. Well, thank you so much, Ben, aka Satin Sheets, for joining us for a quarter door about your new album, S World. We're going to go out listening to Gem. But yeah, strongly encourage everyone to get out there and listen to this album. It's on Bandcamp, available on Bandcamp?
It's on Bandcamp. It's on all the evil streaming platforms.
Yeah, but buy it on Bandcamp, guys. Buy it on Bandcamp.
Buy it on Bandcamp, yeah, so I can buy a Boss coffee or something.
Lovely. Or something,
some new toy for your rig. A new synth.
Yeah, a new synth.
I have one more question for you. You released St. Francis on vinyl. Is it any plans for S World?
Yeah, S World made it to vinyl and it sold out within about, you know,
two
days. So
awesome.
I'm sorry, but we're not pressing it again. We needed to make some, you know, some scarcity so people would buy it.
Oh my gosh. Oh, no wonder I didn't know about it.
You gotta get in there quick these days.
I'll see. You might find a package arriving at the BFM office in a few weeks.
Oh my gosh, what a treat.
Hey, that was Satin Sheets talking about their new album, S World. Everyone go listen to it. It's great.
Thanks, Ben.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Thanks, bye. You too. Bye.
It's so lush.
I know. This is Gem from Satin Sheets off the new album, S World. Everyone go listen to it. I mean, I feel like it dropped at the perfect time. Middle of winter, put this on, you feel like you're just floating on a sea of goodness.
Yeah, I think Satin Sheets is fitting as a name.
It's such a good name.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.